I encourage you to use SIDES, our online system for exchanging information with Georgia's unemployment insurance program. SIDES not only can prevent unemployment fraud, but can ensure that benefits are awarded correctly. It's fast, accurate, secure, and just makes good business sense.
To learn more about SIDES, visit dol.georgia.gov, sponsored by the Georgia Department of Labor.
Summer is here and many Georgians are ready to get on the road. This is Harris Blackwood, Director of the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Whether you're heading to the beach, mountains, or your favorite getaway, make sure your vehicle is ready for the trip. Have your car serviced and make sure your tires have plenty of tread and that your lights and turn signals are working properly. Don't let a broken down car put the brakes on your summer fun. And of course, please drive safely, alertly, and sober with your seat belts buckled. This message brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
You're listening to Praise 96.9 and 1550, your praise and inspiration station.
All right. I want to tell you again, ladies and gentlemen, One Nation Under Gold, how one precious metal has dominated the American imagination, not necessarily the American economic system, but the American imagination for four centuries, by Mr. James Ledbetter. You can get the book at Barnes & Noble. You can go online, get it at Amazon.com. You can go to OneNationUnderGold.com. Get a lot of information and the book. I tell you, and it's so fascinating the way Jim helps us understand the literal religious fascination that so many people attach to, a religious meaning that so many people in America attach to gold. Like he said, it's not just a religious affiliation with countries from around the world, also here in America. And even now in America, some of the people who basically profess to be some of the most religious people in America are some of the ones, the main ones really, are the main ones who are basically pushing for a return to the gold standard. There's a wealth of historical information in the book. You want to get, just great information about the history of America, particularly as it pertains to currency. It's a great book, One Nation Under Gold. All right, let me share with you a little bit of what we'll have coming up next week. Tuesday. And don't get scared when I say this, but next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, however you want to see it, a few days from now, Tuesday, that Tuesday will be August 1st. Ladies and gentlemen, I probably should ask you to sit down first before I finish that sentence, but I didn't think to do that. But yes, next Tuesday is August 1st. We're more than halfway through this year already. More than halfway through August 1st. All right, well, that's part of what makes next Tuesday special. It begins August already. Also, though, next Tuesday, Miss Christine Miller Betts, who oversees the Lucy Craft Laney Museum, will be joining us again. She's going to be sharing with us some great, great events happening at and with the Lucy Craft Laney Museum. Next Wednesday, I know that I normally rebroadcast 1 hour of Sunday's programming for the benefit of people who, you know, like I said, are worshiping at the time that the program airs. Maybe you're out, you know, kind of nourishing and recharging, replenishing your bodies after several hours of beautiful time spent in worship and Bible study, etc. And you're not hearing the program because you have other things going on. And so normally on Wednesdays, I'll go ahead and rebroadcast just 1 hour of Sunday's programming. I won't do that this Wednesday because we'll have another guest, Dr. Mark Thompson, who's with Augusta University. He is associate professor and of the Hull School of Business. And he's going to be talking with us about something that means a whole lot to many people. Regardless of what angle you approach it from, it means something to a lot of people, and that is healthcare. We're going to be talking about healthcare policy. Next Wednesday at 1 o'clock, Dr. Mark Thompson will be our guest. I'm still debating whether I will rebroadcast an hour's worth of Sunday's programming simply because of the way the schedule is playing out. I haven't decided for certain one way or the other. I'm still debating. And so I will say, just check the website's list of guests and topics. It should be up again by Monday morning, at the latest, possibly Sunday evening, but no later than Monday morning. And if I've definitely decided I will rebroadcast 1 hour, I will, of course, be able to indicate which day. We know it won't be Wednesday. I was thinking about Tuesday, but it won't be Tuesday now. In fact, I had decided it was going to be Tuesday, but then I scheduled the interview with Miss Betts, and so I definitely wanted us to have a chance to hear from her. That was a good day for the two of us to schedule that one. So I'm just looking at it. Who knows? I'll know. You'll know. You'll know. If I decide it's going to run next week, again, speakingwith.com, and just click on this week's guests and topics. And if I decide to go ahead and run it, you'll see it. I am in the process of slowly but surely getting caught up with the placing of my broadcast links on my website. And so I only have a few up there right now. And what I'm doing is I'm really working to just go ahead and get caught up with this month. So I'm wanting to put all of July in place. And once I get July in place, then I'll start with August and just stay on top of it from there. And at some point in the future, if I can pull it off, I'll just start putting other broadcasts, especially those that involved interviews, in a different folder. But I am in the process, like I said, of getting caught up with that. And so my apologies for that. Also, you know, we're going to be talking some more next week about the brain after menopause. Yeah, what happens with women's brain after menopause? And I know some of you thinking, wait a minute, hold up. You mean there are some changes that take place with the brain after we completed menopause? Yep, that's true. And so we're going to be talking about that. And that, in fact, we'll have that discussion next Saturday, August 5th. Again, don't let that scare you, but yes, next Saturday is August 5th. It's amazing. All right. I promised you yesterday that I would talk a little bit more about protecting our skin during sunny days. And although we have had, I would say, quite a bit of rain this summer, especially compared to those summers of drought, man, I mean, it has been hard to stay on top of grass cutting with all of this this rain coming down like it has been. But at any rate, we know that we have quite a few more weeks. We are moving into the month of August, no doubt, but we do still have a few weeks of great sunshine. And so we still need to be aware of what we can do to take care of our skin. Of course, not only this summer, but all the summers to come as well. So as I mentioned yesterday, when you're choosing sunscreens, you want to make sure that you're choosing sunscreens that are either physical or mineral. And you're looking for the actual words physical or the word mineral. You want to avoid sunscreens that are chemically based. They're not as effective, not as safe. Looking for physical or mineral sunscreens that include either or both ingredients, zinc oxide and or titanium dioxide. Preferably use a lotion, something that you're going to rub in rather than the spray. Many organizations are saying that the sprays are not as effective, but they're also saying that they're not as safe, in that you can find yourself, even if you don't realize it, inhaling some of that spray, and that could be harmful to you. And so you want to consider safety as well as effectiveness. Always, always, always think about safety. Whether you're talking about driving, whether you're talking about how much you're drinking or eating, doesn't matter. When it comes to sunscreen, make sure that you're always thinking about safety. Now, let me share with you some brands that some of the experts, the researchers have said tend to be safe and effective. By the way, one more general note about sunscreen. You can definitely buy sunscreens that maybe have an SPF of 10 or 20, all the way up to SPF of 100. Every article that I read that talked about sunscreen and the SPF said that when you get past SPF 50, the amount of benefit that you get is not worth the extra cost. Yes, SPF 50 is good. But once you start talking about SPF 60, SPF 80, SPF 100, whatever gain there might be, if any. So that's why I say whatever gain, whatever added protective factor there might be, it is so minuscule that it is not worth the extra cost. And so up to SPF 50. In fact, most experts recommend SPF 30 as your minimum, up to SPF 50 as your maximum. And again, not necessarily because anything above SPF 50 will harm you. It's just that it won't be worth the cost. Anything below SPF 30 probably won't give you the amount of protection that you need. So, what are some of the brands and specific lotions within those brands that some of the experts are saying are safe and effective? I'll share that with you in just a few. Forward thinking. That's been part of the program, speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. from the beginning. We bring programming that is innovative and that encourages us to think ahead as we anticipate what lies ahead for our world. Sometimes we're inspired by what's